let's get to our guest, Peter Maguire, CEO of XM Australia, for the latest on markets. Well, it seems like markets are speaking almost with one voice here. There seem to be concern that these global interest rate hikes that we've seen are probably too much for the global economy. I note that the RBA, it's making sounds like it's sort of getting towards the end of the jumbo hikes. Is that what you're expecting? Or after this one, are we going to go back to 25 basis points or so? Do you think maybe the Fed should be thinking about that model as well?
Well, I think that's that could well be the case, Brian, when you're looking at what we're experiencing this week. No doubt we'll ratchet up the analysts and everyone's saying it's going to be 50 basis points for the RBA. Probably the RBNZ New Zealand will follow suit. And we lead up to Christmas. We've got the wild animal being inflation trying to tame it. What the Fed does, yeah, they're probably further along the curve than us naturally, but they've got a higher inflation rate to deal with. So I hope that we can manage it by November. Christmas is not too far away, and the hurt on Main Street is certainly being felt. So it's a wait-and-see approach. Currencies are wild, and the opportunities, I think, are fairly strong at the moment.
Mm. Peter, tell me here, though, what about your clients? Some of them must, of course, take some outrageous bets. But, generally, do you see them in particular looking at any asset class, any way of defending the amount of money, or they're taking, or are some just taking wild bets on things?
Well, I think, Richard, we've looked at currencies and the meltdown that you've seen as far as everything against dollar over the last, let's put our mind back 3 to 4 months. Has just been one-way traffic, strong US dollar, and everything else has cratered. So traders have just been rubbing their hands with glee from the retail sector. That's been global. And if you're looking at their sell-off as far as equities, many have been, short on, you name it, any equity market, and it's been very, the indexes has been a one-way traffic as well. So that's over the last, say, 4 to 5 weeks. So will that momentum continue? I wouldn't be surprised, possibly for the next month. It's too hard to forecast where we are, but you've got midterms leading up and you've got a whole heap of other major concerns on everyone's trading radar.
So if we do get an end of the year rally, which seasonally seems to happen quite a lot, sure. I think the average for 20 years is 4% up for the S&P 500. Will that be a bear market rally, or will it kind of mark the bottom and moving forward from there?
Well, Brian, I mean, may well be the bear market rally, and maybe it continues into 23. The Fed and all the central bankers have inflation under control with their uptick as far as rate ratcheting. So if that's the storyline and we head into, January, February with a feel-good mood, then that's going to be a strong gauge for the rest of 23, or at least out of the starting blocks. But there's so many big themes that need to be managed over the next matter of weeks for us to get to that launch pad, and that's the uncertainty. So let's all hope that we're at that point in time, but traders are looking through a reality set of glasses, and I think they're seeing not a lot of rose tint at the moment.
Well, in a situation like that, you normally find that one of the biggest havens is gold or even silver. And why is that not materialized?
Well, I think it's been held underwater for a long time, Richard, and that hasn't that US dollar's been off to the races. Gold, certainly the physical side, it's getting a lot of momentum there from physical buyers, and it's cheap buying at the moment. It's certainly not it's cheap if you're looking at US dollars, but if you're looking at other currencies, it's had a very, very solid move to the upside.
Peter, we look at the old maxim from Warren Buffett, which, of course, one of them is price is what you pay, value is what you get. Well, with prices where they are, where's the value? Or are they the same side of the same coin, as it were?
Well, in a lot of ways it is, Richard, because, we seen the floor? It's been a wild year, 27% down for the NASDAQ. We're conscious of it, and September's washout was very, very severe. So, leading traders to scratch their heads a little bit. There probably is good buying, but the old story, is it a falling knife? And you might cut yourself if you keep on trying to pick it up on the way down.
We heard from companies in the U.S., FedEx, Nike, and others that they've got issues here, and will be looking to cut costs. They're having to cut in order to get business. So yeah. the flip side of that is that that's kind of disinflationary for consumers. I mean, it'll bring prices down. It could make the Fed's job a little easier. So, you know, there are ways of looking reasonably positive, I suppose, going forward, but it timing is a big thing.
Well, exactly right, and that's any CFO will go to the board and say, right, we've had a think tank, we've looked at how we're going to move forward, we can cut prices, trim margins, and that's just a normal event as far as any strategy is concerned from a C-suite. So if that's going to be successful, we've just got to see how much appetite Main Street has to those cut costs or those cutting product costs. And that's a forward looking, you know, we look back in a couple of months time and say whether it was successful. It probably will be, but it's too early to call. And that's the joy of trading these markets.
Joy, Rish.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you want to go to that. No, I want to pick up on something you mentioned in the last section we were talking to you in, and that was you mentioned the midterms. Now, normally the markets would be positioning themselves ahead of those, and it does look like they could be very tight. Give us a sense of why people are not really, I suppose it's the Fed story which is dominating, but they're not really concerned, it seems, and geopolitics playing a role here too.
Well, exactly right. I think that everyone's frame is on the Ukraine, the Nord Stream, possibly the Brazilian elections, and that seems to be getting a lot of Main Street. And with, of course, what we experienced with the pound last week, and it's been a very solid month as far as news. When you're looking at the Queen passed away, a new king, new prime minister in the UK, so it just hasn't really got that sweet spot yet, but that may materialize in the next probably 6 to 10 days. I think that news will start to change and there'll be a bit more consideration from the voting public. And sitting in Australia, we don't see a lot, but I'm sure that will uptick across Asia in the next matter of a week or two.
Yeah, we haven't talked about China much. We don't have elections there, but we do have the Party Congress coming up. Is there a flip side of that long set of meetings that offers opportunities for you, Peter?
Well, in some ways it does, because, Brian, we've seen that big sell-off affecting global markets, and certainly China hasn't, missed out on that. So I think that many traders are looking at, possibly we get out of this particular situation over the next couple of weeks and we get a clear idea as where China has positioned itself. We wouldn't be surprised to see an increase as far as stimulus would be good for the mining companies. I think the appetite might start to increase for base metals and the overall theme there. So we might be looking at some fairly good numbers considering the price you've seen as far as ore sell-off, and all of the base metals have certainly cratered, so that could be a turnaround.
Peter, not unrelated, is the line of least resistance higher for the dollar? Very quickly.
Yes, I think that there is a bit more upside there for that US dollar index.
Peter, always great talking to you. Peter Maguire, the CEO of XM Australia, getting his take on the markets.